All right, that was Sometimes a My Bloody Valentine cover by Spelling. Now, Spelling, she's kind of this like experimental pop artist. I think my girlfriend called her like weird theater kid music. I think it's pretty accurate. But yeah, I was really surprised that she did a cover of Sometimes. I haven't heard too many covers of it, but it's probably one of my favorite songs off of Loveless. Up next, I'm going to be playing you some, I'm going to butcher the name. It's in French. I don't speak French. Minuit Phosphin. They're a dream pop duo from Quebec. I absolutely love this EP of theirs. It's called, please bear with me, Les Enfants Foi Brilliant Dans Les Noirs. I hope I get a gold star for that. but yeah, I really enjoyed this album, EP, thoroughly. You should definitely check it out. The song I'm going to be playing is Fugitive en Perdition. They remind me a lot of Cocteau Twins, actually. So yeah, enjoy.
Yeah. is bird note. Every spring in Northwest Ohio, the shores of Lake Erie transform into a birder's paradise. Birder and author Ken Kaufman, who lives in this area, says that of the many species that migrate through here, one group of vibrant, vivacious songbirds stands out from the rest.
Right now, there's a yellow warbler up here in this willow above our heads. The warblers are just so popular here because so much of the time, warblers are up at the tops of trees. They're very hard to see, but in early spring here, the trees leaf out later right on the edge of the lake than they do inland. And these birds are very hungry, and they're feeding out in the open.
Many birds, such as this yellow warbler, travel thousands of miles from the tropics and need to refuel before crossing the vast expanse of Lake Erie to their breeding grounds in Canada. You don't even need binoculars to see trees adorned in warblers singing and foraging in plain sight.
And we happen to have these protected areas right along the lake that are perfectly set up for birds and birders.
Northwest Ohio has earned a reputation as the warbler capital of the world among birders in the know. But Ken wishes everyone could glimpse the beauty of warbler migration, even if they don't make it to the warbler capital.
I would like for everyone to see warblers, just to experience this little scrap of life, this thing that weighs less than an ounce, that wears these incredible colors and makes this amazing journey.
To learn more about watching warblers, start at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Remmel.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Curry, stir-fry, sushi, jambalaya, whatever's on the menu tonight, there's a good chance it includes rice.
Rice is consumed by many people on Earth.
And Anna Schnurr of the Swedish University of Agricultural Sciences says demand for the grain is growing as populations rise. But producing rice typically emits a lot of methane, a powerful global warming gas. The methane is produced by microorganisms that thrive in the flooded fields where rice is grown. They break down organic compounds that are secreted by the rice plant's roots and, in the process, release methane. So Schnurr and her team identified a rice variety that naturally produces much less of one of those organic compounds, but it does not produce large harvests.
Then we crossbred this variety with a high-yielding commercial variety. And by doing so, we could get new varieties that both had high yield and low methane production.
She says one variety they've tested produces about 70% less methane.
It really reduced the methane emissions a lot.
She hopes that in a few years it will be commercially available, so farmers can grow more rice for the world without creating a lot more climate pollution. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. Last song of the day, Cocteau Twins. I was really thinking a lot about Cocteau Twins when I was listening to that last Minuit Phosphan album. I think I've listened to it about 3 times this week. It's really good. You should check it out. And the Cocteau Twins album that it reminded me most of was Bluebell Knoll, which is probably one of the first ones I ever listened to. So yeah, if you like dream pop and fun synthy sounds, you'll definitely like Minuit Phosphan. Was Afropro's Cocteau Twins. Cocteau Twins was probably that and Spelling, the only two non-Canadian artists I played on the radio today, so that's pretty good. I am a huge fan of Elizabeth Fraser's voice and all the nonsense she speaks. It's wonderful. Well, it looks like we are at the end of the hour, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Lauren, and this is Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're listening on the unceded Coast Salish territories in Burnaby Mountain, BC. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and stay tuned. Up next, we have Free Voices, which is a positive discussion show, and they talk about different topics each week. Take care.